This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. A plaque now marks the site where civil rights leader C.T. Vivian lived when he grew up in Macomb. The lot is currently empty, but there are big plans for it. Dr. Vivian is credited with integrating lunch counters in Peoria in the 1950s. He later worked closely with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. during the American Civil Rights Movement of the 50s and 60s. Byron Odin Shabazz believes it's imperative to honor Vivian's ties to Macomb.
How could I live in the very city where C.T. Vivian was raised and not do something in his honor?
The first step was securing a local historic site designation from the Macomb Historic Preservation Commission. With that done, Odin Shabazz intends to also seek state and national historic designations. And he plans to begin a capital campaign to pay for construction of a Center for Civic and Social Engagement. He says the center will deal with issues of racial and social justice and will include a C.T. Vivian Museum. Odin Shabazz is the area director for the African-American fraternity Alpha Phi Alpha, the same fraternity Vivian belonged to. He calls Dr. Vivian a living icon. Vivian is now in his 90s and lives in Atlanta, Georgia. He did not attend the unveiling ceremony for the historic designation plaque, but his daughter, Joanna Walker, drove over from Peoria to take part in the event. She says the empty lot is still owned by her family, but believes it makes sense to turn it over to those who want to honor Dr. Vivian's legacy.
I always thought it would be nice, like if I hit the lottery, to have a park in Daddy's name or something like that. But their idea is much better than mine.
Walker says she'll come back for the dedication ceremony if the center is built, and she hopes her father can be on hand for that, too. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.